Baltimore County voters are deciding if the county can use tax money to finance political campaigns. WIPR's John Lee reports the proposed change to the county charter is on the ballot.
At a news conference this afternoon in support of the so-called Citizens Election Fund, Baltimore County Executive Johnny Oshefsky brought up one of his corrupt predecessors.
Nearly half a century ago, Spiro Agnew betrayed the trust of the people of Baltimore County, committing acts of outright corruption as county executive.
Agnew went on to become governor and vice president before resigning in disgrace.
Today, we are still fighting to remove that stain from our history by tackling the influence of big money and special interests in local politics.
The idea is that candidates without deep pockets could tap the fund and be competitive. Republican Councilman Todd Crandall, for one, opposes the proposal. Crandall says he doesn't believe tax dollars should fund political campaigns. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.